Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Zach from Tacoma is. Zach, are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning, Zach. Steve.
Yes.
Time to exit the studio.
Fine.
For those playing at home, Zach has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Karen.
What chemical element is typically used to fill balloons?
Helium.
Correct. Montague and Capulet were the last names of what romantic pair?
Romeo and Juliet.
That's right. What restaurant chain is famous for the Grand Slam?
Denny's.
Yeah. The dwarf planet Ceres is between Mars and what other planet?
Earth?
No.
Jupiter.
Yes. What Asian dog breed is known for its blue or black tongue?
Its blue or black tongue?
Yes.
Ooh, is that a chow?
It is. How many European countries does the Rhine River run through?
Oh, let's go 14?
No.
4?
No.
9?
No. Francis Scott Key penned the words of what patriotic song?
Is that the national anthem?
What is it called?
Star Spangled Banner?
Yes. Gingivitis is the inflammation of what?
Your gums.
Yes. In what ocean would you find the Gulf Stream?
The Gulf Stream. The Atlantic?
Yes. And with that, you got 8 correct, Zach.
Woo.
That's that Zach attack.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Zach attack. Zach attack. Zach attack. Oh, wow. Are Danny was doing? Just rooting for Zach for a second there, Steve.
It was just catchy.
A2, Danny.
Steve attack. Steve wins.
Yeah, Steve attack.
Steve, are you ready to attack?
I am.
All right.
What chemical element is typically used to fill balloons?
Helium.
Correct. Montague and Capulet were the last names of what romantic pair?
Romeo and Juliet.
That's correct. What restaurant chain is famous for the Grand Slam?
Denny's.
Yeah. The dwarf planet Ceres is between Mars and what other planet?
That would be Uranus, Tyrant.
No, sir.
Damn it. Pluto.
No.
Saturn?
No. What Asian dog breed is known for its blue or black tongue?
Is that a Lhasa Apso?
No.
A Shih Tzu?
No.
Golden Doodle?
No. How many European countries does the Rhine River run through?
3.
No.
4.
No.
5.
No.
Damn
Francis
it.
Scott Key penned the words of what patriotic song?
Baby Got Back.
No.
The Star Spangled Banner.
Yes. Gingivitis is the inflammation of what?
Gums.
Yes. In what ocean would you find the Gulf Stream?
The Atlantic.
Yes. Oh. Which scientist established the Roy G. Biv color spectrum?
Einstein.
No.
Newton.
Yes. And with time to spare, Steve, you got 7 correct, but that's not enough to beat Zach, who got 8 correct.
Son of a...
Congratulations,
Let's
Zach.
Let's go, Danny.
Zach attack.
And guess what? He didn't even get to the final question, Isaac Newton. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, yeah, you're acting like as if he would have got it right.
He did know that the dwarf planet between... series between Mars and Jupiter is the other planet.
Jupiter.
The Asian dog breed known for its blue or black tongue. He did know that it's the Chow. Yeah.
The Chow.
Or Chow Chow. And the number of European countries that the Rhine River runs through, neither of you knew that it's just 6.
Oh.
Just 6.
I went in the wrong direction.
Hey, our friend Zach would look so swell rocking the new I Beat Migs t-shirt. And we got a picture of someone wearing one in the wild recently. It's
in
very
the wild,
exciting.
Also known as a Metallica concert in Georgia.
Yes. If you'd like to get your hands on one, head over to KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's a new feature on the Odyssey app where you just press this little microphone button and it lets you leave us a voice message. So it's very easy to do. And we have been getting some messages on there, Steve. How are things looking today?
I'm still trying to figure out why someone said this to us via voice message.
Danny, get your head out of your emo ass. Migs, what the f*** wrong with you too?
We will slide into our VMs after AC/DC.
That's what they like to hear.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
Sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
Try it out. We think you'll really like it. Leaving us a voice message through the Odyssey app is very easy to do. Just download it for your smartphone and have fun with it. Steve,
yes.
I'm very curious to know what voice messages we have today.
All right, let's start things off with this one.
Hey, I know jack shit about women's hockey, but...
Okay, I'm already in. I know jackass about women's hockey.
Yeah.
Me too.
Same.
But I am getting excited about the upcoming season. Migs, I don't know if you know much, but is this Hillary Knight player somebody we should get excited about? Thanks.
Yes. I mean, I don't know, coming from a guy who knows jackass about women's hockey, but I do know who Hillary Knight is. Like, if there was, like, if you were saying name one pro women's hockey player, that's the only one I can name. I mean, she's 36
yeah.
years old. She just got, so the pro women's hockey league is starting up here in Seattle next season, with Vancouver also being another expansion team. And this is pretty cool. They're going to be at Climate Pledge Arena. We don't know the team name. We know that the color scheme is green and cream.
Oh, yes.
And so they did their expansion draft, and the expansion draft, you could only protect 3 players, I guess, on each team. And Boston, they decided they're going to stick with some of their younger, like, star players, and left their captain slash highest goal scorer slash almost got the MVP of the league available to be picked up, and the Seattle team grabbed her, and that's Hillary Knight. The only way I could compare her to, and I'm not saying like she plays the similar style, but I think on the same level as far as like age and notoriety and still productivity, it's like getting like Alexander Ovechkin.
Oh, damn. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're getting someone who's still productive. Yeah, they're not going to be able to be on your team for 10 years.
Yep.
But you'll still be able to get a few years out of her. And she has name recognition. Like, I feel like there are going to be a lot of people who are going to get into women's hockey. And they will really, and she's a great ambassador for the sport. I'm fired up about it.
I read a fun fact about her that she played on like boys teams, on boys leagues,
yes,
until she was in like 8th grade or something like that. So she's a tough cookie.
Stand on the Olympics back in the day as well. Like, she's a great pickup.
When she first played for the U.S. women's team, she was the youngest player on the team at that time.
Look at that.
Yeah. And I know some things.
You do know jackass about women's hockey. And now we just need to know what the team name's going to be.
Oh, I'm excited.
Definitely not. I don't think they're going to call him the Knight, so that would be kind of funny.
That would be really funny.
All right, here's our next voice message.
Danny, get your head out of your emo ass. How could you not like Talking Heads?
Yeah, Danny.
Yeah, Danny.
Here we go.
Migs, what the f*** wrong with you too? Holy s***. Taryn, are you the only one that has good taste in music?
Yes.
Come on.
No.
Psycho Killer? That sounds amazing. Burning Down a House? Total banger. Once in a lifetime?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You guys, Danny, you know there's good music that's come out before the 2000s, and Migs, disappointed in you.
Oh, come on. Disappointed in me?
I mean,
seems like a stretch.
I echo every sentiment.
All right, let's visit it. So these are the songs that they... Oddly enough, the 3 songs that this voice message left are the ones that I do know by the Talking Heads, but let's see if Danny will vibe on these. So this is Talking Heads.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for this one?
Sure.
Psycho Killer.
dancing because she's a crazy hippie.
Because I'm a psycho killer.
What kind of music is this?
I mean, what would you say? Like new wave-y? Alt rock before alt rock was fun?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right, how about this one? You may find yourself, I like this one.
With a beautiful wife. This sounds like the B-52s.
In the love.
You gotta watch the music video. It's so dated. All right, so how are we doing, Danny, into that one?
I mean, it's not terrible, but it's also not the best.
0 for 2 so far.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, and then I think this is the one.
Mm.
I think if you were gonna like a Talking Head song, it might be this one. I hate the production of those records.
In the words of my daughter, this is giving me brain rot.
Wow. You don't like it?
Yeah, I can't.
Well, we should probably check with Lily to see what she thinks about it. Let's see.
Well, it's dumb.
Okay, fine. The Daily Mix
Show. Daily Mix Show. Well, speaking of these voice messages that we get from time to time, we did get one from a listener that was quite shocked by something that you had to say, Migs.
Why does Steve like this?
As they feel like every adult should have done something that you say you just did for the very first time in your life at the ripe young age of 50. You're going to hear what they had to say at 7:20.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yesterday, we were chatting about how Migs had to call in the professional to fix his dryer. Yeah. You were trying for a few days on your own, but you failed, so you had to call in.
I tried using YouTube, but then I realized that this was way over my head because it involved not just like kind of like tightening up a couple things, replacing something that's relatively cheap. Like it was an expensive part that I needed to replace. And I was like, I'm not positive if I could pull this off. Plus, when I did the math, I'm like, I'm going to only save myself a few bucks for peace of mind. Let me get a pro.
But in the days that led up to calling that professional, you had to go to a local laundromat.
I did.
For the very first time in your life.
I didn't realize until I walked in there and realized I had no idea how to do this, that this was the first time I've ever stepped foot in a laundromat. I've walked by many laundromats, and it's not like I lived in a homes that have always had washers and dryers, but like I've lived in apartment complexes where there was like a community washer and dryer. But this was the first time I actually had to go to a standalone laundromat, and then we ended up getting a voice message based on this conversation where somebody's calling me out.
Did I just hear that right? Migs, you've never been to a laundromat until this past weekend? What the f***? How are you 50 and you've never been to a laundromat? Have you had a washer and dryer in your house this whole time? That's crazy. Oh, and go Oilers.
Oilers. Great game last night. That's for sure. Yeah, it was. What an experience. Have you ever been to a laundromat?
I mean, in college, that was how I did my laundry was the laundromat.
See, in college, in our dorms, we had washers and dryers on the floor that you had to share.
So we had them in the sorority, we had them. But then when I lived not in the sorority, I had to get very familiar with the laundromat. But I'm like picturing you walking in there being very nervous and uncomfortable. Was your heart palpitating? Did you check your pulse?
Heart wasn't palpitating, but it was definitely one of those things where I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm such a noob. I don't know who works there. So, like, you know, I walk in and it's all like, it's not like you don't want any coins. So you go up to, like, you know, there's a digital board and you just kind of pick the washer that you want to use. So I clicked on washer number one, paid my money to use it, went over there with my laundry, get to washer number one. There's clothes in that washer.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, what the hell is going on? So now I'm confused. I look, finally find a lady that's working. I'm like, I need washer number one. She's like, it's this one right here. I'm like, but there's clothes in there. And she's like, oh, it's that lady's clothes. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, did you pay for this one? I'm like, yeah. She's like, no. You don't do it that way. Like, I didn't realize there's a protocol.
Oh.
You have to go find your washer, put your clothes in there, and then go pay.
Oh, see, I haven't done this digital thing. This is different.
So then the lady who already had the clothes in there looks annoyed with me because she has to take all of her clothes out because I already paid for it. And she's like, I was just about to pay for it on the app. You're blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm so sorry. This is my first time.
She was probably looking at you like, oh, my God.
She became my best friend for the rest of the time. She's showing me how to work the app. And, like, because there's an app where you can, like, see how long your washer and dryer are going for. You could re-up the money if you need to. Like, if, like, all of a sudden you need to wash it longer, you can set it on the app. I was learning a lot, man. This lady was awesome.
I like that you found a guiding light in that place to give you a little confidence.
Oh, yeah. And then we just sat next to each other. And I'm, like, having, like, you know, I'm realizing everybody's having random conversations. Like, it was a fun hangout. I had a blast at the laundromat.
You made a new friend?
I did.
Steve, this is huge.
I mean, I'll never talk to this person again unless my dryer breaks, but it was a good time. Danny, have you used the laundromat before?
Never once.
Okay, so I'm not the only one then.
This is wild. Danny, it's a real trip. I think you should take Steve with you, though, for your first experience so that he can show you how it's
come
done.
To Puyallup. I've got a great laundromat.
I'm going to bring my laundry all the way to Puyallup.
And my wife's making fun of me because I download the app. I don't need to. I could just use my card and pay at the, like, little reader thing. I download the app and I put money onto this app so I can do it. But, like, at a minimum, you can only put $10. I didn't, so I have $6 still in this.
Oh.
And my wife's like, what are you going to do with that extra $6? I'm like, I don't know. I guess I can't delete the app. God forbid we need to use it again. Or I'll just go and do laundry and see my friend again.
Oh, man, I love it so much. At the age of 50, Steve Miggs has finally used a laundromat. So what is something that you have never done that surprises people? Call now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Miggs Show. The Daily Miggs Show.
Maybe you've never seen Titanic like someone I know. Maybe you've never drank coffee before, or you just learned how to ride a bike at the age of 35. What is something that you have never done that surprises people? 206-803-ROCK. Or something that you did recently that others are pretty shocked it took you so long to take care of. Call in now, 206-803-ROCK. And we will take those calls after Ozzy Osbourne. What is something you have never done that always surprises people when they learn that fact about you? Or what is something that you recently did do that others are shocked it took so long for you to accomplish?
Like going to a laundromat.
Or eating a Whopper.
Okay, that's a very good point.
206-803-ROCK. Now, we have someone on hold, Steve, that went to one of my favorite places in existence recently for the very first time.
The Acropolis.
No, but we're going to chat with them in a moment. First, though, Sandra from Yelm, what is something that you have never done that surprises people when they learn that about you?
I have never smoked anything. Like, I never tried cigarettes. I never smoked pot. I'm 52 years old. I grew up in the 80s where it was, you know, everywhere. And
right.
I knew people who did, and I was around people who did. My parents were smokers. My grandparents, everyone in my life, they all smoked, and I never even tried. My younger brother tried when he was like 10, and I caught him, and I like whooped his butt. Like, what are you doing? And yeah, and I've never tried. I've never done it. It's never been a curiosity.
Well, then, Sandra, how do you handle stress then? I mean,
Danny, you've never done that either, right?
Nope, never once.
Anxiety is my friend.
Yeah.
See, I never, I would say, I'd be lying now, but I pretty much never smoked a cigarette. I've only tried it once, and that's because I was on mushrooms and all my friends were smoking a cigarette, and I felt like I would break the chain of the universe if I didn't.
Wow, that's deep.
Dude, it was stupid. Deep or stupid, depends on how high you are at the time. But so I tried it for a half a second. I'm like, I don't like this. And that's the only, but I wonder if it's because, like Sandra, like I grew up in a household where everybody smoked.
Oh yeah,
and it was just nauseating to me.
Yeah,
but Danny's never done the ganja.
Nope, never done that either. I feel like the only thing that is like that ever like was like the vapes. I was like one of those like because they're so popular now and they look like candy. And I'm like, no, I don't need to do this.
You vape, bro?
No.
206-803-ROCK. Paulette from Lake Stevens, what is something you have never done that surprises people or something you recently did that others find crazy that it took you so long to do?
Morning, guys. I went to the dump.
Let's go. Now, you went to the dump. You didn't take a... No, sorry.
Oh, I would have totally picked you up on the way. That was so much fun. It feels so good to get rid of stuff.
It's very satisfying.
It wasn't...
Oh, it's very just therapeutic.
Paulette, when we moved to our new moved to Puyallup, I had to go to the dump and drop off some stuff, and I was dreading it until I got there, and then I realized I could just chuck stuff and not, like...
Yes.
It is a stress reliever.
Oh, my gosh. It was so amazing. So the next time I took my daughter, and she had just as much fun.
You got to indoctrinate the next generation.
The only thing, I wish the smell was a little bit better there.
True story.
It's pretty nasty.
206-803-ROCK. Cliff on Orcas Island, what is something you have never done that surprises people?
So I grew up in San Diego. I lived there for 27 years, and I never went to SeaWorld. But I moved away, lived in Idaho for 20 years, and now I lived here in Orcas for 20 years. But last year, I took my wife to San Diego, and we went to SeaWorld on Halloween Day, which is a great day because there's nobody there, and you can get on all the rides really quick.
That's a good pro tip
Wait, SeaWorld has rides?
Yeah. Nobody waiting for rides. Everybody's out Halloweening somewhere else, but not at SeaWorld.
I am today years old. I just thought SeaWorld was just like a place where you could just watch like whales jump in the water. And
no,
like,
they have crazy roller coasters.
Like roller coasters?
Yeah. So we get on a ride, right? And my wife's kind of big boob, so one of her boobs popped out. Can you help me get it back in? I says, babe, I'm holding on for dear life. I can't do that.
Please tell me they had like one of those photos snapped.
Oh, my gosh. Check out my wife's sweet otters over here.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve? 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call now if you would like to play Beat Migs at 750.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.